David Kenzinger is with us on the news line this morning to give us some political perspective. David is a longtime political strategist. David, this morning, you are President Trump's chief strategist. So when you look at re-election and the economy and all the impeachment stuff that's going on and different rockets being fired at you every day from different directions, as the chief strategist, as you look ahead at the next year, what are your two or three biggest concerns?
The biggest concern I have right now is that my chief megaphone, which is the president himself, is being used to talk about my worst issue, which is impeachment. It's not being used to talk about my accomplishments on the economy or on foreign policy or raising living standards. The president has at his disposal the greatest communications platform in the modern world, that is the presidency itself. He needs to get back to talking about the things that cause voters to approve of his job performance and to believe he's doing well for them. Record employment, record wages, record increase in standard of living, negotiating positive trade deals for the American people. If he's talking about that, he's winning. If he's talking about impeachment, he's losing.
Do you ever wonder why he doesn't cut Rudy Giuliani loose? Because it seems like he's the source of a lot of his problems.
That is a good question. There's around this president something of an aura of celebrity. He was a celebrity before he was a candidate. Rudy Giuliani transformed really from a candidate into a celebrity. And there is a credibility that comes with this president from being on television. Giuliani was for months a ubiquitous president, ubiquitous presence on the president's behalf, defending him, and the president appreciates that. He shows loyalty in that regard. But if you look at what Giuliani has said publicly, you look at what he's apparently done now in Ukraine, he hadn't done the president any favors. Now, the president would be very well served to bring in someone like a Don McGahn, maybe Don McGahn's old boss, Ben Ginsburg, have them be the public face of the White House's defense, delegate all those questions to them, and have the president focus on the issues where he's doing well.
Okay, but has he perhaps used Rudy Giuliani to go out and say all of these bizarre and seemingly damaging things because it gives him some kind of defense and plausible deniability? Is it possible that Rudy Giuliani and his actions are part of some strategy none of us have figured out yet?
Yeah. Having watched President Trump and candidate Trump now for three and a half years, it's tempting to ascribe a method to the madness. It's probably more likely they're making up a lot of the strategy as they go. And that is really reflected in how constantly the strategy changes. Having Rudy Giuliani out there as an agent of chaos does not serve the president's legal or political interests. But a little more definition here, he's still got the fundamentals working for him. He's an incumbent president who can say he delivered peace and prosperity. If he gets a Democratic nominee like a Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren who's far outside the mainstream, he becomes a solid favorite for re-election.
David Kenzinger, longtime political strategist and the founder of Kenzinger & Associates, with us on the news line this morning.